Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers continue working around the clock. They're trying to prevent damages from massive flooding on the Mississippi River, though at this point it appears it's just an attempt to contain damage rather than prevent it.
The question is really the artery that is the Mississippi River itself.
That's right. And as we said earlier, if the Mississippi River rises above 18.5 feet, the Coast Guard could—
At New Orleans.
At the Port of New Orleans, the Coast Guard might have to shut down access at many parts along the river, and the economic impact, as you can imagine, would be incredible.
It carries grain, it carries fuel oil, it carries crude, refined products.
Often associate the Mississippi River with days of yore, the days of Twain, but it is still a really important artery in terms of trade and commerce. Joining us now, the Port of New Orleans President and CEO Gerdy Lagrange, and from Baton Rouge, Dan Bornay, President of the Louisiana Chemical Association, which represents 66 chemical manufacturing companies that operate in over 90 locations in Louisiana. And Gerdy Lagrange, let me start with you, because we have this estimate that if the Port of New Orleans is closed, the U.S. could lose almost $300 million per day. Could you break that figure apart for us? What does that $300 million mean?
Yes, what it amounts to is it's a very diversified river that serves 31 states in the United States and portions of three Canadian provinces, and basically serves about 60% of the consumer spending public of America. So you can well imagine, that said, it's 14,500-mile route. About 80% of all cargo that comes into the Port of New Orleans actually winds up in Mid-America or up the Ohio River Valley, and the same is true on the export side. Petrochemical products, the steel industry, grain, 60% of all the grain in the United States that's grown is exported through the lower Mississippi River. At the end of the day, the lower Mississippi moved 475 million tons of cargo last year. That constitutes the largest port system in the world. Pretty significant.
Well, Dan Bornay with the Louisiana Chemical Association, I mean, how does your industry use this river? I mean, there must be other ways that you can get your commerce and your trade to move along. You use trucking. We have train systems. We have airplanes, right?
Chemical industry in Louisiana, it is the second largest in the United States, second only to Texas. And the stuff that we make doesn't always lend itself to shipping in rail cars or in trucks, because we have a lot of stuff that we ship all over the world. In fact, because of the natural gas price here in Louisiana, we are extraordinarily competitive versus other countries of the world. And this is impinging on our shipping, because many of our docks are not usable as long as the river is high. And you simply cannot convert much of that commerce to either trucks or rail. So it's having an economic impact. Some of our plants have had to throttle back because they either can't get raw materials in by barge or they can't ship out by ship. It's more the Mississippi is more than just an artery. It's the aorta of commerce for America. And Jefferson was smart when he realized that that little area of New Orleans down there, whoever controlled that, controlled the country. And if it is impaired in any way in commerce, the whole country is going to suffer.
We're certainly making money hands over fist over that original Louisiana purchase, Dan Bornay. Talk a little bit about the ratio of export trade versus imported products on the Mississippi. Is there a way to break that down?
Well, from the petrochemical point of view, we export a huge amount of cargo. We import a relatively small amount from the petrochemical end. Most of our stuff goes out. But when you look at the oil imports that come in up the river, either by tanker, or if you look at the strategic facilities that we have at or near the river, including Louisiana Offshore Oil Port, which is about 18 miles south of New Orleans in the Gulf, that imports about 11% of all of the crude oil that comes into America daily. And so Louisiana is by its nature, Louisiana by its core, is a strategic infrastructure. The entire part of this state from Baton Rouge south is critical to the economic vitality of the country.
That's Dan Bornay, president of the Louisiana Chemical Association. Also with us is Gary Lagrange, Port of New Orleans president and CEO. And Gary, how exactly does the closing of the river work? I mean, I assume a port is one of the easier things to close down, but they're also going to close down access along other parts of the river.
Yeah, this is by code of federal regulations. It's mandated by the federal government, and, of course, the Coast Guard has jurisdiction. The Army Corps of Engineers, of course, works in concert with the Coast Guard and actually makes the determination for flood protection. The Corps actually makes the call on actual navigation. So if the Corps of Engineers tells us that the Mississippi River and its tributaries or distributaries are going to be closed down, a notice to mariners is issued, and that's pretty much the call of the day. And as you know, right now it's at 18.5 feet, according to the captain of the port at Stanton. And the river in New Orleans is holding at 17.5, roughly. So I'm talking about flood stage at 20. So we feel like we've got 3 feet to spare right now. And with the Morganza spillway having been opened and the Barney Carey spillway having been opened, that has caused the river to pretty much, for the most part, crest here in New Orleans.
You got a little cushion there, Gary Lagrange. What's it like to tell some of those boat captains, those barge boats? I mean, I would think from their perspective, more water is good for navigation.
Well, not really. You know, in this case, the currents in the river are much more swift. It's almost like whitewater rafting in a huge vessel. And so these guys have got to be really adept at what they're doing. We have some of the greatest pilots in the world. They really are familiar with the river. It's a changing river that changes really by the day. These guys are well-schooled and they know what they're doing. But what do we tell them? Err on the side of caution, just a little extra safety. Be on your toes and at your best.
Len, last question for you, Dan Bornay. How many days of cushion do you have before it becomes a real problem, the closing of the port?
Well, it depends on the level down to the Mississippi, down at the Carrollton Gauge in New Orleans. We hope that the river does not close. We understand if it has to, because the levees are wet, the levees are soggy, and the last thing you want is an errant barge or an errant ship plowing into a Mississippi River levee. That would be a catastrophic occurrence.
That's Dan Bornay, president of the Louisiana Chemical Association, and Gary Lagrange, president and CEO of the Port of New Orleans. Again, they're talking about the possibility that the Coast Guard could close the Port of New Orleans and other access points along the Mississippi River should the water rise above 18.5 feet around New Orleans.